This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
That's right, you're locked into The Pulse, the show that brings you the latest in the music world and fresh new music. Daryl and Nofnew with you this evening. Just before the break, we had a chat with Adrian Yap of NME Asia about Sony Music's unprecedented move to ignore debts from unrecouped deals. And now we're going to be shifting gears. We're going to be talking about a new album from Churches Off.
Yeah, that's right. If you're hearing this for the first time, Churches is a Scottish synth-pop band, and they are set to release their forthcoming album. It's going to be called Screen Violence, and it's going to be released on the 27th of August. Their last album was in 2018. It's called Love Is Dead, but the band is now back after that mini hiatus. And they've dropped two singles so far, the first one being He Said, She Said and How Not to Drown, which is their latest one featuring Robert Smith from The Cure, the one and only Robert Smith.
That's a crazy collaboration, to be honest.
Right. Yeah, we managed to speak to one-third of the band, musician, producer, composer, Ian Cook. We managed to get him on the show to find out more about this brand new album. Thanks for speaking to us, Ian. So the latest single, How Not to Drown, features the one and only Robert Smith from The Cure. Was it all done online or was it done in person?
We've never met him in person. It was all done... in fact, we only really chatted to him for the first time a couple of weeks ago when we started doing a few interviews. But everything was done over email and just sending files around. It was a really great experience. Even so, the one thing I would say is I was quite surprised by how into the details he was. Like, he's a proper musician, you know. He'll get into, like, you know, maybe the hi-hats could be half a dB quieter in this section. And, you know, he was like really exacting, which as a musician, you know, I love to talk about all that stuff, and I love it when people care enough to get involved in that kind of detail. Well, actually, it was our manager Campbell was trying to get in touch with the Cure management just to kind of make contact and to see if maybe we could play some shows with them when they start touring again. But it turns out that The Cure don't really have a manager. It's just Robert Smith. So our manager, we got an email back and it was from Robert himself.
And whoa.
He was like, "Hi, Campbell, what do you want?" And then Campbell was like, came to us and was like, guys, I think I might have over-hustled here. you know, what do you want? And I was like, well, wouldn't it be great to send him some music and see if he was up for collaborating with us on any, you know. And we thought it was a long shot. We thought it would never come to fruition, but we sent him like 3 or 4 tracks and he got back and he was like, "This is great. Yeah, I'm up for it." So that's how it happened. We just asked him.
That's crazy, Ian. The new album is going to be called Screen Violence, due to be out 27th of August. Give us a bigger picture. How long have you guys been working on Screen Violence?
In earnest, we've only been working on it since March 2020, so last year. But as with all of our albums, they tend to be kind of pulled from demos that have been worked on, you know, while we're on tour and stuff like that. Martin is particularly good at like writing while we're on the road, so he had like folders of demos that we kind of chose the odd song from. But we also had a session, like a sort of 3 week stretch in March last year, where we were all in the same room just before the pandemic sort of hit, and so we wrote a bunch of songs there, and then yeah, so really just since. Really just since March last year, but of course it was very different from any other album that we've ever made, because we were all in different places. Well, Martin and Lauren were in LA in their homes, and I was here in Glasgow. So we had to find a sort of time of the day where we could work, which tended to be in my evenings, so their sort of afternoons. And we did it via Zoom, but also via like swapping files on Dropbox, and also using like a desktop sharing software, so we were able to control each other's computers, you know. But actually we found a way of working where we could use both of our studios in tandem, and so it almost kind of doubled productivity in some ways, because, you know, he could be working on a guitar part in LA while I was working on a keyboard part for the same part of the song here. and we could just really easily import the files and like and sync them up. And so it became like a really sort of fluid way of working that that actually really helped, I think, with the dynamic of the music as well.
Hmm. In a recent interview with your bandmate, Lauren, she said that some of the newer tracks wouldn't necessarily work on your first three records. So what kind of sounds can we expect from the forthcoming release?
Well, I think the obvious answer to that is that it's a lot more guitar-based than our previous albums. I mean, we've always had little bits of electric guitar and really prominent bass parts on our first three albums, but this one, I think, leans into it a lot more, even though we still have like a very heavy synth component. Plus, I think there's more of an influence of like the sort of new wave, sort of New Order, Depeche Mode, that sort of, and The Cure, obviously, and that side of things. But yeah, I mean, I agree to an extent with that comment, but I also think that that they could actually fit in because it's still the DNA of Churches, of our songwriting style, of her voice, of our synthesizers. It's like, it's a Churches album, but it's just like a, you know, like an evolution, I hope. It's something that kind of ebbs and flows, doesn't it? Like just depending on where we're all at mentally, psychologically, creatively. Because we're all humans, you know, we're not just like songwriting machines. So, you know, it changes all the time, but I definitely think that this was the easiest and the best record that we've made. So I can't wait for it to, for people to hear it and nice. To get it out there. It's been exciting having the first couple of songs out there though.
For sure. Churches, you guys just announced a extensive North American tour starting this November. Are you guys excited to play live again?
Well, I'll believe it when it happens. I don't believe it yet. It's very, very exciting. It's one of the things that we've missed most during this year. As I know that people have, like going to gigs, you know, people have really missed that sense of enjoying music communally, which is a really important thing, man, you know? And I think it would be really sad if we never got back to that again. Yeah. But we will, and it will happen. And I'm confident it's going to happen this year.
Can't wait for that new album. Hey, thanks so much for speaking to us, Ian.
It's great to see you again, man. Take care, dude.
The new Churches album, Screen Violence, drops on the 27th of August. Right after this, our quickfire news segment. By the way, but in the meantime, here's the latest track from that band, Churches. It's called How Not to Drown, featuring Robert Smith, right here on The Pulse. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.